This is Geek Gloves Nerd Podcast, trying to find something in common since 1996.
Geek Gloves Nerd, Nerd Gloves Geek, at least you did, late last week. I haven't asked, mainly because she's still living here and that's more than I deserve. We don't have much in common, just our kids and our address. But we get along fine, and that's what I'm impressed with. So join us for our podcast every week. Geek Gloves Nerd. Yeah.
This is episode 4, brought to you the week of December 9th, 2007. Hi, I'm James, and I'm the geek.
And I'm Jen, and I'm the nerd.
And it's great that you finally come to terms with that. So
I'm kind of happy with it because the alternative is to be dumb.
Yeah.
So, I think I'm good with that.
Thank you, fans, for helping out the spouse there. That's an awesome thing. Hey, what's been going on this week in your week? What's been going on?
Why don't you go ahead and...
No, that's what you did last time. And that's not... That's cop-out.
It is a cop-out.
Don't you put any prep? Don't you think about things?
I tried to think all week, and I can't remember anything. I think so hard.
You know what? Okay. Well, it snowed. It snowed, and it iced up today, or, like, over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty horrifying, especially since I work at a church, and nobody comes to church.
No,
when it snows,
they don't come to church when it snows.
And they don't pay offerings. They don't tithe.
For some reason, it's bizarre.
So that's pretty sad when people don't show for church. How many kids? We typically have how many kids on a Sunday?
About 150, 175.
Okay, and how many did we have this morning when we first started?
When we first started, we had about, what, 25?
21. And by the end of it, I think we had 31.
Mm-hmm.
And Junior Jam usually has just under, 75 kids. They had, what'd they say, 14?
I think something like that, yeah.
Tonight wasn't much better. We were supposed to have our final practice for the kids' drama that we're doing Sunday. And we usually have probably about 90, no, about 70, about 75.
60 or 70, yeah.
Kids, especially for this deal. And we had, I want to say...
20?
20? Maybe not even that many. I don't know, yeah. But we didn't have much of a practice tonight, that's for sure.
No, it was very slim.
But Jen helped me paint some sets tonight, and that was pretty awesome.
I did do a little bit of fill-in painting.
Yeah, I cut in the... edges, and Jen came behind me, and then she did some second coats. That's the thing, guys. If you're ever doing set painting, I thought I'd save some money by getting craft paint instead of buying little pints of paint.
Oh, is that why you had to do double?
Ugh, but it just doesn't coat very well.
Not on wood. It wasn't made to use on wood.
Well, the wood is primed, but even so. Even so, I mean, craft paint is made to be used on woods.
Oh,
crazy
that's
person.
True.
But it's meant to be used on
very crafty
on t-shirts and shoes and all kinds of stuff. Actually, I don't think it's ever supposed to be used on t-shirts and shoes. It shouldn't in a perfect world, but people do.
There was one thing.
Okay,
it's really minor, but you mentioned craft. I started to think of it. Well, I called your sister the other day.
Which one?
Leanne.
Okay,
and I was asking her. I said, we had that Christmas party the other night,
mm-hmm.
and we're supposed to bring a dessert. So I had made some cookies, and I was like, "Leanne, do you have any Christmas platters?" And it got really quiet, and I'm thinking, Leanne's she loves to cook. She has lots of kitchen stuff. Surely shouldn't be a big deal. And she said, "What?" And I said, "Do you have any Christmas platters?" She says, "Oh," because she thought I said, "Do you have any Christmas sweaters?" And I'm 7 months pregnant. She's probably horrified at the idea of me trying to fit into her clothes.
Well, out of all my friends, you were the only one I could think of that I would fit because you're a giant person.
Not only that, I just had this image of your sister wearing a big sweater with a big happy Christmas tree on it.
The thing about Christmas sweaters is I've never really ever seen one that was two-dimensional. you know what I mean by that? Like the design is woven into the shirt. It's always a 3D thing.
Yes.
The reindeer head has to be sticking out. It has to be a second layer of yarn.
It can't just be a printed reindeer.
And there have to be jingle bells dangling from somewhere. And
you must be over 60 to wear one. I'm sorry.
My secretary wears.
And she's probably really close to 60.
And she wears a matching earrings and the bracelets and the whole nine yards, man. Mm-hmm. She is a walking testament to the power and the true meaning of Christmas. One of the few.
I did read in a magazine, one of those women's magazines, that something along the lines of keep your holiday decorations off your clothing and when you're having a Christmas party.
Well, I gotta say, I wore a Christmas tie today.
Yes, you did.
But I got a lot of compliments on it, and a lot of hate, too. Got some haters, but that's because my Christmas tie, if you have to wear a Christmas tie, this is the one you want to wear. It's the Grinch.
Yeah, it's a great tie.
It's a Grinch tie. It's a blue tie with little Grinch heads, and it's awesome.
Jenna enjoyed it, too.
Yeah. And so, yeah, my kids at church today were going, it's the Grinch that stole Jam City, which is our children's church. Grinch that stole Jam City. And it made sense because half the kids, over three quarters of the kids, were missing.
Gone. Yes.
So had them in a bag in the back. That's the way I roll. Bag up the children. Gosh, what else? We had, it froze over. Oh, we had the staff board Christmas party this weekend at the church. That was pretty good, actually. It was good. It was the first time I can honestly say I enjoyed the food more than the desserts.
You did. I was so with the food. The desserts, they weren't as good.
Chicken and shrimp with what was it? The what kind of sauce is that? Junk. The white sauce.
Alfredo
sauce. It was happening. It was awesome. They didn't have linguine noodles though. They had
spaghetti noodles or ravioli.
Ravioli, bud. But the ravioli wasn't bad. It was a little weird with shrimp and chicken, but to have that meat paste in there.
Were undercooked, so they were kind of disappointed.
Well, anyway, but we did something different because the staff board dinner has, you know, a wide variety of ages in it. You know, young pastors, old pastors, and old board members, because they only make one kind of those.
Exactly.
And so what we decided to do is play games. And so some people brought some board games, but me and Kevin, we brought our Wiis and we plugged them into projectors and projected these massive screens up on the wall, put the control, stuff together. And I went out and bought a couple extra controllers, and we had four people playing tennis on one of them and four people bowling on the other. And then I set up Guitar Hero with two guitars. And I'm going to tell you what, would you say that was like a huge success?
It went over very well.
I mean, how old is Pastor?
He is 77.
77. Homeboy picked that Wiimote up and was bowling like a champ. All his old folks were.
He was into it. He was dying.
And I was telling people, there's nothing better on the planet than seeing an old man playing a brand new game.
It is a great thing.
A video game.
The only bad thing is when the old people start asking questions about technology.
That's right. I was going to tell them about that. Okay. No, you know what? That's my weekly update for nobody's listening. I can't.
But she wasn't the only one. There was people asking, well, do you have to have a projector? And what do you do with that? Do you have to know how to play the guitar to do Guitar Hero?
Oh,
people were like, yeah, I heard someone doing it in Best Buy and it sounded awful, so I figured they must not know how to play the guitar. Like, they're probably on a higher setting than they could handle.
But I'm going to tell you, there's a couple of the ladies that got on Guitar Hero and they put their husbands to shame. I mean, they were just naturals. They was rocking out. And Jen played with me. Did some Sweet Child of Mine. It was awesome. So we introduced some people to the wild world of gaming. I'm guaranteeing you there will be several Wiis sold this season because of that event.
If someone can find them.
You know, I'm spreading the gospel of Kennison, even at my own church. I'm getting more geeks on board. Gaming is awesome. I almost went out and bought a 360 yesterday on a whim.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't.
Because I have been playing BioShock on my computer. And I want to play it in all its fantabulous glory. So maybe one of you listeners can tell me, on my Windows Vista machine, brand new laptop that I just got, I can run it at the highest setting possible. I can run BioShock. I get the reflective walls, and oh my gosh, the water looks awesome. but it chugs like a beast, okay? And I'm wondering, if I got a 360, is it going to look as good as that? Or is the Vista version actually rendering it better than a 360 would?
Do you really think one of our listeners knows the answer to that?
I don't know, because I'm going to ask it on every podcast I do until I get an answer. But because
why don't you get on like the Hardcore Christian Gamer or something?
Yeah, I should ask them. Well, anyway, so
why don't you leave your gaming stuff off? If
you want to hear my funny story of trying to explain the concept of getting a Wii to somebody that knows nothing at all about gaming, you need to check out Nobody's Listening at NLcast.com. So, kids stuff. The only important thing to mention.
And it's so embarrassing because I used to think people who talked about this sort of stuff that's just out of line.
I did too until just about 30 minutes ago when a miracle happened. My daughter, 3 years old, pooped in the potty for the first time today. And you know what? If you're one of those people, pre-conversion, that used to be like us, that think this is gross and stupid to talk about, you just thinking, wait, it's the happiest day of your life. There are three wonderful days. There was the day I found Jesus, the day I found Jennifer, and the day Jenna went pooping to potty. It's awesome.
Not even the day she was born.
No, that got replaced by this day.
Well, what you got to understand, too, is she has been potty trained, at least with the other part of pottying, for about 2 months or so?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she's just had this big hang up.
She had a big fear.
Big fear.
And here I am sitting on the floor next to her in a portable potty.
It's so gross.
And every time she would feel the urge, she got scared and she's like, I need a hug. And so I'm having to hug this girl while she's having a bowel movement.
You can't go through any more details.
No, but it was horrifying. But you know what? At the same time, and this is where I'm going to sound stupid. I will remember that forever because I had to have her, you know, I'm like, Jenna, you know, I had her look at me, you know, you can do this, say it, I can do this. And she said, I can do this. I'm a big girl. And oh my gosh, it'll just always be a memory that, you know, this is something that the whole time I'm going through, I'm going, there will be a day that if I walk in on her, she will be horrified. But right now we're sitting here and we're sharing this moment. And so in a way, sounds weird. It was precious.
Hmm.
I'll remember it forever. I'll be walking her down the aisle someday going, you know.
Poor kid. She's going to get reminded.
Well, it made me realize why people ball their heads off at their kids' weddings and stuff. Because it's just like, they used to be hugging me while I was on the potty. And now look at them. They're so big. You know, so enjoy that for what it's worth.
Yeah.
No, we're going to skip movies and TV. No, we're not. I did want to mention one thing. House is over.
Mm-hmm.
Heroes is over. Pushing Up Daisies is stupid.
Yeah, we've canceled that.
What else were we?
That's Lost.
There's no 24. Lost is not happening
yet.
It
comes back
in January.
In January.
So we're kind of in a dead space here. I'm really enjoying Ace of Cakes. I started watching it on the Food Network because Jan, my secretary, told me about it.
Oh, is that how you found out about
it? Awesome. And today, yesterday, Jenna was wanting to watch TV with me. And she's like, I said, do you want Higglytown Heroes or do you want, you know, the Einstein kids or whatever?
Little Einsteins.
Yeah, Little Einsteins. She says, no, I want the cake show. I was like, hey.
She likes the cake.
So I love Ace of Cakes because it's just so creative. And I love Unwrapped. Watching that, and of course, the old Standby Home Time, which I don't even know that they make new ones of that anymore.
Probably not.
On HG, but
it's kind of a moot point now that we don't have a house.
Yeah, but I'm saving up ideas.
You're thinking up stuff.
Aren't we looking? Aren't we?
We are looking kind of ish.
Okay.
We're not real committed, but we'll get there.
We'll go find a house. All right, main topic. Time for that main topic. Last week, we were going to talk about me snoring, and it's exciting as that was. I asked Jen, you know, we didn't do that. Can we talk about it this week? She says, no, it's stupid. I was like, no, that's an amazing topic.
Well, I could sum it up in about one sentence.
No, let's save it for some other time.
It's not going to make it as a whole topic.
It will. It will eventually. If we have like a really bad night of snoring, you're going to want to talk about it. So let's save that.
If you survive.
It's precious. What I do want to talk about, though, is something we've been struggling with for the last 3 weeks. is Christmas presents.
We struggle with it every year.
What are we going to do?
Since we've been married.
Here's the deal, peeps. I mean, what are our big hang-ups? We have a budget. That's probably the biggest one.
That's your hang-up, not mine. Probably because I set the budget.
Why is it my hang-up?
Because you want Christmas to be unlimited.
I just have some things that I want.
I think you have
that don't fit within the budget.
I think you have unresolved childhood issues about Christmas.
I think I do. And for more on that, check out the Christmas Eve episode of Nobody's Listening. It will be available the day before Christmas. Yeah, maybe I do, but okay, here's what I want for Christmas. I want a mixer for my podcast. Because this little two channel thing is great for the house, but when I'm doing Nobody's Listening, it's just not enough. I also want a Wacom art tablet.
And how much are we talking between the two?
You know how much the tablet is.
And the mixer?
Tell them how much the tablet is.
The tablet's around $400 plus tax.
$399
tag
or something
and title.
Like that.
Actually, right. Title them.
And then the mixer's probably $200 or under. All right, it's not terrible.
So you're talking $600, right?
So far. Okay. I also want a portable digital recorder of some kind.
Which would run about?
Well, on the high end, $500. On the low end, under $200.
So let's just say $300 for fun.
And that sounds great.
We're at $900.
Okay. I think I can round it up.
And then you also want a couple of movies in a
I want some t-shirts. I always like t-shirts. A couple of movies. I want Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead on DVD. I think that's about it.
So right about $1,000 would be pretty decent for Christmas.
I think so. Okay, so budget. That's part of our problem. Is everything that I want is too much.
That's right.
But there's more than that. The other problem is, on your end, it's not about budget. It's about what the heck do you want?
I'm hard to buy for at Christmas.
You're horrifying to buy for.
I know.
You don't want anything.
I want
When you do want things, it's not stuff that's fun. I want to buy you things that are fun.
But you don't understand. I don't want fun stuff. Well, the stuff that I think is fun is
I
not
think
the
you
same.
Have unresolved adult issues with Christmas, because here's the thing about Christmas. It's time, in my opinion, maybe I'm wrong. Christmas is not the time to buy clothes. You buy clothes all the time. Go out and buy you some
clothes
tomorrow. Go buy you some clothes. If you need clothes, go buy them. Christmas is time for things that you normally wouldn't buy, but you really
but
want.
But there's outfits I normally wouldn't buy that I would buy with Christmas money.
Oh, you want some jean dresses? You want some of those cute suspender outfits that Prego's wear? Is that what you want? In a
no,
big Moo collection?
This year is causing me some problems because I'm pregnant, so I don't really want clothes.
I don't
want
to buy. But you
I'm
don't want
fat.
Anything. You gave me a book. I want one book.
I gave you $13. A list.
$13. Bloop, bloop. There you
I
go.
I like to get a book for Christmas. I like to get Yankee candles.
We've already bought those.
And
so here's the deal, folks.
I like chocolates. Every year I like Godiva chocolates.
I know.
None of this stuff you ever want to buy me, but it's the stuff I want.
Do you always get it? Yes.
Not every year. Sometimes you don't.
Here's the thing. I don't know. I don't know that people are really getting an idea of what's going on here, what the big deal is. The big deal is, in the past, what I've suggested is that we give each other a simple allowance and that we buy our own presents.
Yeah, that's what we've done.
How come that's not working, though?
How come we didn't do it this year?
That's what I'm asking.
I don't know. I just you wanted to do surprises again, I thought.
No, I hate surprises.
You started just buying stuff for me.
Here's the thing. We don't have the money for surprises. That's the big deal.
I know.
Is we can't afford to be wrong.
Right.
With a budget. You can't. What is our budget per person?
$200.
$200 per person. That's not a lot. You know that, right?
It's a lot when you consider our...
The national average is well over $250,000 per person.
Really? No.
Yeah.
For what, a house?
No, I'm thinking that the national average is like $500 per person, though. I don't know what the national average is.
I don't think we make as much money as the national average either.
Right. I think you're just a little tighter than the national average.
No, I think you're wrong.
You don't have much of an argument about that.
No, I'm not tighter. I don't. We spend a bunch of money on a bunch of different things at Christmas time. We have a daughter. We buy her gifts.
That's right. She did get in there and screw up the budget, didn't she?
Yes, she did. And we don't have that much extra money. And plus, bonus, gone.
Oh, that's right. My Christmas bonus didn't happen this year.
And that was what we usually buy a Christmas with.
Yeah.
So we're lucky we have a budget at all.
It's true. I should be grateful. I should get back to the real meaning of Christmas.
What's...
The birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. I know. But... Which definitely, that thought, just right there, eliminates any need for any Christmas at all.
That's good. Maybe
that's what we're being taught.
You could donate your $200 to me.
That's right. And then you can donate your $200 to me, and then we'll be right back where we started.
The problem is if we were more poor... Mm-hmm. We would want less, or everything we would want would be exciting because we would never get anything. Does that make any sense?
Nope, not a bit.
Okay, let's move on.
We were both poor when we were kids, though. And
I had great Christmases.
I did, too. I did.
Even really?
I didn't know what they were. I mean, I didn't know if the presents were good or bad. I don't really remember much before my mom married my stepdad. As far as Christmases go.
What about after the stepdad?
And I think my grandmother and church people had a lot to help to do with helping us with those holidays before that. But after Mom married John, you know, he worked full time, all this money coming in. Suddenly I was getting a keyboard, you know. I got a ventriloquist dummy because I showed interest in that. I got Star Wars stuff, you know, started getting name brand stuff instead mm-hmm. of those hollow plastic cars with the wheels and the rod between them, you know, mm-hmm. oversized ones that have the same consistency of plastic buckets from the beach, those kind of things. I don't even think they make those anymore. That's what the poor kids got for Christmas. But, I don't know. I want to come to some sort of resolution about this issue. What do you guys out there in podcast land do? Married, having to do Christmas on a budget, and or if you don't, do you have any ideas? The only thing I hate about each of us just taking our budget and just spending it is, doesn't it seem to take out the gift giving side of things? You know, this is an expression of my love to you. I got you this. Or is that something we just have to just go ahead and say we're done with because we're being practical?
I don't know. Your sister thinks it's terrible that we do it that way.
What way?
That Amy. That we don't do surprises.
Oh.
But then I don't think they're ever really happy with anything that they get.
See?
But they like the thought that goes into it.
But I think both of us are way too, I don't know what the word is. It's not selfish, but I think
it's selfish.
I think we're too practical.
I think we're controlling.
Yeah, we are firstborns.
We want it to be our way.
My thing is, if I got $200 that you're going to spend for me, I want it to be well spent.
I agree.
I'd almost rather just have the money in a bank account somewhere than I would having it spent on something. Because my thing is, everything I want is more than $200 for the most part. And I don't just want one thing for Christmas. And so I'd rather keep the money in a bank account and have it go towards something I actually do want later. And so my thinking is, I don't even want video games, because a video game is about $50, $30, something like that. Because every present I open on Christmas has literally deducted
from what I really want. I want money sitting out there so that if I really want something at some point, I can just buy it.
So is there anything wrong with that? Because Christmas morning I wake up and there is a 12-year-old in there. There's an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old in there. There's little Jameses squawking around and they want to open presents.
They do.
They want a stocking. I don't know.
And when you want a stocking, you want a stocking filled with like movies and and video games. Like that's just the beginning. I mean, you have no concept of stocking. You want it to be just everything you open expensive.
I'm not that bad. You're painting pictures that aren't true.
I'm just saying.
We turn on the microphone and all of a sudden I'm evil boy.
You have crazy expectations with, you didn't have stockings as a kid.
No,
so.
Not really.
So you didn't have a good, you never enjoyed getting little stuff in your stockings. Because Amy said you didn't.
No, we'd hang up stockings and hope for Santa Claus to come.
And nobody put anything in.
And then the next morning, they'd be empty still.
Gosh. See, I think you had horrible Christmases. One thing is, you never got what you wanted.
Right, never. Oh, God. Mom would have us sit down with the Sears wish book, and we'd go through and highlight things we wanted. We'd make these elaborate lists. We'd dog ear corners. We'd page so-and-so, item number, blah, blah, blah. And then Christmas would come, not one single thing.
And everything I picked out, I always got.
And we did it every year. We did it every year, and I don't know why we ever never caught on. I think we just learned that there was a difference between wishing and what was practical. I think that's what I kind of took
from
that.
But you didn't get practical stuff either.
That's why I don't like surprises, though.
Yeah, you have because a lot of surprises, childhood issues.
Surprises just mean you're going to be disappointed every single time.
But see, every surprise I ever had was good.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever had a bad surprise.
You have to imagine, in my family, surprises were, they acted like they forgot your birthday.
I know, your family was weird.
So then you were, then when they remembered, you were supposed to be like, yay, it was a surprise. Instead of a typical surprise where you pretend you're taking them to their friend's house to spend the night. And then when you get there, there's a surprise party, you know.
Yeah,
so there was going to be a party. Now it's a bigger party, you know. That
or
kind of thing.
You're supposed to be going out to dinner, or they take you out to dinner and you come back home.
But you're going to Disney World.
And everybody's there saying surprise.
Yeah, not hanging up a sock. Having your parents encourage you to do it, and then the next morning
they don't put anything
there's
in
nothing
it.
In them.
That just baffles me.
The hardships of an American youth. You know, there's people in Africa that can't eat, but I'm going to get stressed out and hurt because I don't have a stocking. I don't think so. I'm not going to do that.
Well, I'm just saying it's not that you didn't have a stocking. It's the fact that they let you hang it up. And then just ignored it. That really upsets me. I mean, they could have, grabbed some.
I could have hung up a clean sock. That might have bettered my odds. I don't know.
Did you not have regular stockings like we do?
No, I didn't. We literally hung up socks.
You literally hung up real socks?
That's what we saw on TV back in the
day. That's disgusting. I wouldn't put anything
in
your nasty old socks.
What do you think people did back before these fancy schmancy socks?
No, but you're only 34. Stockings have been out there. They only cost 97 cents.
I don't know. I just try to do it good for my daughter. We have stockings hung up, brand new one.
She got a new one this year.
That's
even.
Right. With Winnie the Pooh and Piglet on it. She knows what Christmas is going to be, and we're going to do it right for her. But I don't know. I want to bring some sort of conclusion to this, but I don't know that I can. Maybe people will help us and take pity on us and give us some suggestions.
I hope so.
I mean, have you found a magical balance? You know, here's an idea. Do we take half of our budget and spend that on surprise stuff, and then the other half is free money for the person to spend themselves? I don't know.
That almost sounds
because you know what?
Like a good
I really
idea.
Get stressed out on trying to figure out what you want, and you would do that with me, and it's just Christmas is overrated, people.
I liked it when we went shopping together and bought stuff for each other together.
But where, what store are we going to go to do that?
We go to a lot of different stores.
Oh, we would?
Yeah. Remember we used to go to Oak Park Mall and walk around and get different things?
I don't. I've blocked it all out, I think.
You hate them all.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't go into Build-A-Bear with me. That's what I wanted.
I didn't want another.
Killed that right there.
I didn't want another bear with a tutu in our room. It's just embarrassing.
I keep them under the bed. Anyway, that was our main topic. I feel like there wasn't a good closure. So, folks, take pity on us. If you're listening to this and you have any suggestions, email them to geeklovesnerd@gmail.com, or you can call them in at 206-600-5704. We have a new segment that we're adding to the end of the show.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
It's called
segment.
Ask Jen, and I kind of created it without even letting Jen know. And people submitted a few questions. And
there's
the deal
more
with
than
Ask
one?
Jen, there are two questions. The deal with Ask Jen is not going to see the questions until right here, live to hard drive.
Did
on
you
the
tell
show.
Him that was the case?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's just an added bonus for the people. Okay, here it is. I'm going to read it to you, Jen.
All right.
This is from loyal listener Aussie Jeff. Okay?
Okay.
Jen, I sense in your voice that you are a somewhat reluctant podcaster, clearly pressured by your overly enthusiastic husband. As a fellow podcaster, I also have a wish that my significant other would join me in front of the mic. What did James have to do to convince you to record with him? Loyal listener, Aussie Jeff. That is an excellent question.
Hmm. What did you do? I don't know. He was a pretty good husband for at least a week or two prior to that. I think he watched the kid a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
But the biggest thing that I think really made it happen is when I was on Nobody's Listening, it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. And I really thought my voice would sound stupid, and it doesn't sound near as bad as I thought.
Well, Jeff, I know you didn't ask me, but here's what really
went
down. That's
why you really shouldn't answer. This is Ask Jen segment. I think you need to cancel yourself. You are an overly enthusiastic podcaster, well, and you kind of talk over me sometimes.
Oh, well, that's because you don't talk enough. Boop. Not like real life.
I can't. I get talked over.
You need to fight for your right to talk on the mic. You have your very own
mic.
Anyway,
what do you have to add?
All I'm going
to
say is, Jeff, I had to warm her up. I had to plant seeds later. Then I had to water them. Then I had to fertilize them and nurture them.
Let me translate. He nagged and nagged and nagged and talked about it. He was relentless.
And I talked about it as a relational thing, that it would bond us together.
I don't know that that's happened.
I think it has. And then we talked about trying it out, and we tried it out on Nobody's Listening. She had a positive experience. And it's the same way with anything you want to get your wife into, like gaming or anything. You have to set it up to where it'll be a win. You have to make it positive. Sometimes us husbands, I've seen their husbands take wives out to play tennis, and they critique them, and they pick on them, and they tell them they're not doing it right. You could do that with gaming. You could do that with podcasting, and don't. Just let them be free. So anyway.
And if you pay them $20 a podcast, that helps.
Hey. Don't talk about that. All right, here's question number two. All right, Jen, since you're in the family way, a.k.a. pregnant.
Oh, what I hate that family way term. That's
is that
scary.
A real term? I didn't know what it meant.
I've read it somewhere. I think it's the Amish people say it in
okay.
the book that I read.
This is from Konzo, and she ordered a Nobody, so she's cool. All right, Jen, since you're in the family way, what is the weirdest thing anyone has said to you about it? Because we know that someone has said something way off. Each pregnancy has them. Konzo, what's the weirdest thing anybody's ever said to you while you're pregnant?
I'm going to have to think for a second.
This moment of silence brought to you by pregnancy. Are you in the family way? Well, you're pregnant.
Well, once in a while, I get that, you know, when are you due? And then they give me a look, you know, look at my belly and look at me and they're like, oh, that's a long time from now. Like, can be unsaid.
So what do you think they're saying?
You're huge. You should be popping that baby out right now.
You're a little person. You're a tiny person. And the babies don't come scaled down for you poor people. And so,
no,
your baby shows a lot more.
The other thing that's very weird is like at church, you know, people know, so it's not that big a deal. But when I'm out shopping or something and a cashier or just a random person walks by and says, when's your baby due? It's like, how do you know this about me? How are you involved in my personal life?
Well, why do you care? And we've already talked about how you should never guess at that. You should just do that. I'm not pregnant.
I should. And when
now,
I was
tell them about when you were pregnant with Jenna the first time.
That's what I was going to say. When I was pregnant with Jenna, I worked downtown, and I was walking to the bank for something, and the UPS guy stopped me and said, "Are you having a boy or a girl?" And just so bizarre, like, what the UPS is all, guys all in my business.
What can Brown do for you?
Apparently.
Can ask you about your prenatal vitamins.
It is bizarre. The other thing I hate too is people like ask you, do you have a name? And if we don't have a name yet. And so people just start making suggestions and then they expect you to approve or disapprove of the name that they give. Like you're just going to, we'll name him that right here on the spot.
And because we're trying to do a J name, they mention the most common J names in the planet, which is we've already decided we hate them all.
So it's like, or one of us might like one. The other one doesn't.
You didn't tell them about what I was suggesting though. When you were pregnant with Jenna, you had a person come up to you. And they prayed over you.
I don't remember.
Oh my gosh. Remember the lady that bought me the insoles or tried to and put money?
Yeah. No, I remember the lady. I remember the prayer. Uh-huh. And I remember I wanted to laugh in the middle of the prayer.
Well, just tell them about it.
But I don't remember what she said.
Tell them what happened, though. Just tell them what happened. You don't have to remember what she said. That it happened is enough.
I think I blocked it out, but I'm pregnant with Jenna. I was probably really far along, and she came up and just started praying for me and prayed on my...
And she put
her hand on my belly, which was really violating, I thought. She didn't even ask for it.
Yeah, you don't do that with unpregnant people.
No.
Gosh.
And what else did she... I just can't remember what she said, but she said something so bizarre.
Well, I remember for you. She said that the baby would come out prophesying.
Yeah. And I'm like, what?
That the screams and the cries would be prophecy. So, and she was being all serious and stern and saying these things, and you were having a hard time not laughing.
Yes, it was very hard because she was bizarre.
How bizarre. But that's the dangers of being a pastor's wife.
I know.
You should have thought about that before you married me.
You weren't a pastor then.
I know.
If you had been, I might have reconsidered.
I tricked you.
Once again, it was a young thing.
Well, I had to sneak it in there. I didn't want to marry a pastor's wife. You know, organ playing, big hair wearing.
I can't
dressing
sing.
Like the 80s. I didn't want children right away.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't.
You did good.
I did good. I did real good.
Because you didn't get children right away.
Nope.
I don't play the organ. I don't have big hair.
Nope.
I don't dress like the 80s, I hope.
Nope.
So.
Nope. All right. Well, that was all of our questions. Did you like the Ask Jen segment? Something we should continue, perhaps?
Yeah, I think it wasn't half bad. I can't believe you got two questions.
Yeah. Konzo and Aussie Jeff. All right, folks, that's our show for today. You can visit our website at geeklovesnerd.com. You can check out our forums through that website. Also, you can email us your questions, comments, Christmas advice, or Ask Jen questions to geeklovesnerd@gmail.com, or you can call in your Ask Jen questions or make comments of any kind, preferably positive, clean, wonderful comments that include, we will give you cash, to 206-600-5704. All right, Jen, I guess I'll see you next week. Hopefully I'll see you sometime before that.
See you next week.
Hopefully I'll
week
see you in like too. 5 seconds after I hit stop.
Yeah, since we're at home.
But I'll check you later. I loved you.
I loved you too.
Oh, man.
Geek loves nerd. Nerd loves geek. At least she did. Late last week. I haven't asked. Lately because... still living here, and that's more than I deserve.